Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got some stories about dates here. So the average all-in cost on a date in America, including pre-date grooming, gas money, all that, is up to about $252 for a date. Now, with that being said, I went out this past weekend. I'm trying to think of what we spent. I think dinner was like $150.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And, you know, tickets to Comedy Works and gas. And I didn't really spend much on the pre-date grooming. You get what you get at this point.
Yeah, right?
20 years in?
Yeah, you get what you get. I busted out my nice cologne.
Oh.
Okay.
A little polo red.
That fancy funk. Okay.
Fancy. With that being said, nearly 40% of Americans admit that they've gone on a date just to score a free meal. Now, why do I feel like I'm looking at Katie?
Did you see me nod my head? Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Josh would have done this. Josh is paying because
he's
a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. He's paying. He's wooing all those ladies. And he got one, Princess Pilot, and she's great. But Katie, I mean, do you go on dates just for free meals?
Not just
for free. Or have
you
considered it?
That's the thing. It's like my take on it is once you're already in the date and you know it's not working, I will still continue that date just so I get the food. Now, that being said, I will always offer to pay for my own food. Mm-hmm. Most people are just nice and want to pay for you, even if you're not feeling the date. So I've been in the camp where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep this going so I can, you know, eat this cheeseburger free of charge. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Yes, I'll have dessert.
Absolutely, I know, right?
We should get apps.
I feel like a soup. Today's a soup
Who
day.
Who wants some hummus?
Yeah, so I'm definitely in the camp. I've been there.
And it's been a minute, too, for you.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me ask Josh a question really quick. Do you feel like you've been out on dates with the ladies that just are using you for a free meal? Have you felt that before?
Yes. Not as much as I thought, though. Only like once or twice where at the end of the date I was like, she ordered a lot and we are not going to be talking after this.
Mm. So you feel it.
Yeah, but I don't really mind it because they still said yes, and you got to figure out if
you sleep with you.
Well.
Oh, that's right. It's called a foodie call. I was trying to think of the term. It's called
a foodie call. Josh, and
it's
you didn't deny
it,
did
call.
You?
We still got a whole date out of it. We still got the whole date experience.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to see him afterwards either.
The guy was fine. I paid for a cheeseburger. It was fine.
I got my cheeseburger.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, yeah. Buns, too.
But buns, too!
Sesame seed buns.
This other story I have, a survey of 1,000 single adults revealed that 1 in 6 haven't dated somebody for about 2 years.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time. Specifically, more so, they said, even offline. So people that you're just out and about and you meet somebody organically. If you're hanging at the pool or you're, you know, browsing Target or something and you bump into somebody.
Okay, so this is you haven't been on a date in 2 years. Not that you haven't been in a relationship.
Yeah, is that dating or relationship for 2 years?
Yeah, because I definitely go on dates more than once ever. But it's been like 5 years since I've been in an actual relationship.
You haven't dated somebody they've met offline. So that's the gist of this.
Okay.
So offline in 2 years. So essentially it's saying that people have a general lack of confidence right now when it comes to approaching somebody in person.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
They
how
rely completely on the apps.
Well, and I think it's not even that I'm not confident in going up to talk to somebody. It's I'm automatically perceived as creepy when I go up and try and talk
That's
to somebody.
Just in general, though.
Because, no, shut up, Jeremy. No, it's because people are so used to the interaction on the apps. Like, if you try and approach them in real life, they're like, get up out my face.
See, as a guy especially, girls immediately are almost turned off now to a guy, any type of guy approaching them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
God, I have a hard time dating.
And you're a little afraid about it almost, like, because you're like, you know, are you
I don't want to come off as creepy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to just come up and be like, hey, I think you're attractive. I'd love to take you out. Women will be like, what? Like,
is there none of that anymore? Just, hey, can I get your number or your Instagram?
It's pretty rare. I remember when I was in the dating pool, I tried to do that a little bit. It's hard. Yeah. It's really, really hard because you don't know how you're going to be perceived. And now there's so many different ways that women talk to each other, especially like those Facebook anonymous groups and things that you'll be posted on for just approaching.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's
horrible.
Can you believe this guy came up to me? And
that's what it is.
It's not only that. It's they're trying to deter you from a scam. Like, you'll see it. You'll be like, ladies, if you see a dollar bill on the ground, don't pick it up because they're going to kidnap you.
Is that what you're
like,
doing, Josh, throwing dollar bills on the ground? Like,
I'm not doing that.
There's all of that out there. So people are so on guard. They don't want to let anybody in. And so, like, meeting someone in real life is almost impossible now.
Be careful. There might be a man hiding under your vehicle licking your toes as you approach your car. Have you seen that one?
See? See? Which actually, you've heard of him.
I'm kind of into that, actually.
I'm not doing the licking. I wish somebody was under there licking my feet as I rolled up to my car, though.
You'd be into it.
I might lay on the ground and roll under the car with them. Stacy called in. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
So are you like me, old school? Like, you would not survive in this dating app world right now?
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Are you with
that? I overthink all the like tone and stuff. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to read this.
Right. Yeah. Should I put in a winky face or is that like too much? So like, how old are you? Like, when were you dating?
I'm 40, just a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
But I met my husband 20 years ago and I just plopped down on a couch and asked him who he was and why he was there.
Yeah. Who are you? Why are you here?
So you've never you've never had to deal with the online dating stuff. You've just done the in-person dating stuff your whole life.
It was like half and half. So I plopped down on the couch, and then I ended up getting his AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, wow. Back to
so we chatted.
That's old
school.
No
apps.
Yeah, just instant message.
Yeah, back to the IM days.
Where was the couch at that you plopped down on?
It was in our student lounge in college.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I knew he wasn't like one of us, one of our majors. So I was like, why are you in here?
Ah, now would you like to smash?
He ended up being a roommate of someone.
Oh, okay. And you've been together ever since?
Yep.
See, just talk to people. Just ask questions.
Now,
right?
Yeah, but
got a
now,
couple of kids, still good.
Oh, look at you guys.
It's so different now, though. Like, you have kids, you just said, Stacy. So do you think it's going to be the same for them where they meet people in real life and they're just able to create a connection like that?
So far, yes. I have one teenager now, and everyone he's met has been, like, in his classes at school.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you like met a girl in computer science.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that baby. Computer science
smart
class.
Girl. Smart girl. Well, Stacy, we appreciate you calling in and having some fun with us. Thanks so much. And kudos to you and the Hubs for so long.
Thank you.
All right, Stacy. Have a good
day.
Bye. Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah.
Super cute.